Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Indie Country Radio on 3 Days with Murph. Today on the show we have music from Alina Stone, Devin Nichols, and Christina Taylor. Before we get into who I have guest co-hosting with me today, I wanted to make a quick announcement that there will be no Indie Country Radio next Friday because I have the opportunity to interview on this show one of my favorite people on the planet and one of my radio industry heroes, the lovely Miss Betsy Spina of Radio Disney Country. With that announcement out of the way, today's guest co-host is a very, very dear friend of mine. I'm not recognize her because she's been on the show a couple times, but I'm just gonna go ahead and bring her on. Let's welcome to today's guest co-host, the lovely Miss Sierra Bernal. Hey, Sierra, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing well. I'm excited to be on today.
Well, thanks again for helping me out with this.
Of course, anytime. Just let me know. I will make room for you because I absolutely adore talking to you, and this will be fun for me. So,
you know, as I was saying off air, I've been doing these guest co-host spots for probably about a month now, and not only does it give me a little something to kind of bounce thoughts off of, but it gives you guys a little hosting experience.
I like it. I think it's good. I definitely agree with you in kind of showing a different side of it because I've been on one side of it, so now I get to be on the other side, which is, it's cool for me. It's interesting. It's different.
Right. So, with all this being said, let's take you back to last week's top three before we dive into this week's countdown. At number three, we had a new one from Brandon Ray, Bring Your Love Back. Number two was the brand new one from Brooklyn Roebuck, Bad Seed. And the number one song last week was Jenna Paulette with The Coolest Girl in the World. And let me tell you, if you didn't catch last week's episode, it was great. The music was just incredible.
I believe you. I tried to catch it, but I had to okay, long story short, I ended up having to go pick up somebody from the bus stop, which doesn't sound like far, but they actually, like, it was like a 4-hour bus trip, so I ended up missing it because I was in the car, but I really did want to listen to it, so I'll have to definitely
wow.
Make up for
4 hours, that's crazy. So, are you ready to dive into this week's countdown?
I am definitely ready. I'm excited.
Awesome. The artist at number three is a very, very dear friend of mine. I got the chance to meet her at the Commodore Grill around this time last year for the Kristoff Program WABA Awards. But this is Devin Nichols at number three with her brand new song Fighter.
All right. That's pretty cool. I'm excited.
broken chains, make it all seem blurred. Don't hold it all in, let your voice be heard. Breaking bones wouldn't hurt as much as the words coming out, tearing your heart, but you never give up. No. 'Cause you're a fighter. I never give up, a giving survivor. Walls and bridges can't break your desire. Optimism will shatter all the doubters. So scream louder, 'cause you're a fighter. No matter how small, no matter how big, your dreams won't break as long as you don't let them. A second or moment can matter so much, but time won't stop when you don't touch the top. But you never give up, 'cause you're a fighter. Never give up.
This week, that was Devin Nichols with Fighter. What'd you think of that song, Sierra?
I liked it. I hadn't gotten to hear the whole thing. I heard bits and pieces of it because I follow her on Instagram, or I've seen her Instagram, and so that was cool. I got to hear the whole thing, which I really liked.
You know, I got to hear Devin play this live at the Commodore last year, and it's just as good live as it is on the record. I'm going to tell you that right
now. Oh, that's great. I believe it. That's always really amazing when it happens, too, because it's like you fall in love with it on the album, and then whenever it's just as good or better live, it's just, it's amazing.
You know, that honestly doesn't happen a lot, but it's those rare instances where a live performance is just as good or better than the record, and I'm like, that is awesome. So
it's definitely awesome. I mean, albums are made to be perfect in a way, and live shows are very real and at times very raw and at times very intimate. So it's always really cool when it's still just monumental to you.
Let me tell you guys a little bit about Devin. Like I said, I've gotten a chance to meet her, and she's like this little ball of energy. She is just adorable. As a young girl, she grew up on a farm, rescuing and adopting everything from horses to roosters, hens, cats, turtles, dogs, fish, hermit crabs, you name it. Animals and scenes go hand in hand with Devin, where she would sing the national anthem before she competed in equestrian jumping shows. Performing the national anthem later and to singing at her high school's football and basketball games to where she is right now. But Devin has always known she wanted to make singing her career, and it just at just 21 years old, she's never given up on that dream and has already achieved some great successes in her a young career. As she recorded her first CD at age 14, and graduated high school 2 years later, if you can believe that, at 16, which is crazy awesome. She's open for Colt Ford, Palmer Lee, Trace Atkins, Craig Campbell, Jacob Davis, Jordan Rager, Joe Nichols, Drew Baldridge, Diamond Rio, Sawyer Brown, and Kaylee Shore. That's quite a list.
Very good.
Devin is set to release new music in 2018 that will continue to show that if you ever have a dream and work hard, anything can and will happen. So, again, that was Devin Nichols at number 3 with Fighter. The number 2 slot this week belongs to Lena Stone. And y'all know I'm a huge music fan, obviously. But I listened to this song. I mean, I really, really listened. Like a laser-focused listen to this song, and it is, it's one of the greatest. I mean, it, it's one of those story songs that I just adore. So, with that being said, this is Lena Stone at number 2 with Hey There Hollywood on Indie Country Radio.
City shameless, smiling in your big Ray-Ban, trying to make all the girls want you, all the guys want to be your new best friend. Aren't you tired of putting on the show? I kind of miss the guy I used to know. Hey there, Hollywood, you drive too hard, but he looks so good. So you're getting good at acting.
did number two this week. That was Lena Stone with Hey There Hollywood. Before we move on, I meant to do this earlier, but we actually have a caller, Sarah.
Oh, well, cool.
All right. I'm going to bring him on. 339, you're on.
Oh, I was wondering, where did you get the idea for all the songs that make up the thing so beautifully?
I can barely understand you. Are you still there? And they dropped. Never mind. anyway.
Bad reception, I guess.
You know, it's always weird slash interesting whenever we have callers on the a listener call in on the show. It's always weird slash interesting, if that makes any sense to you. Because I mean, as soon as I pick up the line, I have no idea where the conversation is going to go.
That is very true. It could really go anyway.
I have no idea. And while 99.9% of indie country radio callers are the greatest people in the world. There was one time, I'm not going to get into it, but there was one time things got a little rude.
Mm.
Honestly, though, I think the dude might have been drunk, honestly. But anyway. What did you think of Hey There Hollywood?
It's stuck in my head, so I'll probably be singing that for a little bit.
Yeah, you know, she released that EP about maybe 2 weeks ago. That was her debut EP. And that one and I'm Running Out of Red Lights are my two favorite songs on that album.
Well, cool. I like it.
EP itself is actually self-titled, so that makes it easy for you to find. I actually interviewed Lena. I want to say maybe last year or the year before. Wait, it was March of last year, actually. I think I had Lena on the show. And she is such a gem. I mean, she is so great.
Well, that's awesome. I mean, it's always super nice when you meet someone and they're as nice as you think they're going to be. So it's definitely always good to have a positive interaction. So that's really good that, you know, it was awesome.
Yeah. And before we move on, I know we were talking a little bit off air about what you've got coming up. So why don't you tell the folks what's going on in your world?
I can't talk about too much yet, which I can't wait to be able to tell more. But right now we're working on Project 2, and I can't say too much. But I'm very, very excited, and things will be coming out fairly soon. A lot of studio stuff is going on, so I just can't wait to be able to tell everybody, and I'll let you know first for sure.
Awesome. You know, I still have yet to play your stuff on the show, but I'm getting to that.
Alrighty, well, I'm always for you playing my music, so.
Absolutely. You know, and I mean, that's another thing that blows my mind. Of course, I know y'all wanna get your stuff out there any way possible. But, I mean, to have the trust that you guys put in me to play your stuff, I mean, just on a little fan-created podcast, I mean, that constantly blows my mind.
Oh, sorry, I'm focused on a lot of things. Sorry, I'm in a place that's not very good for this kind of thing. Sorry. But,
right.
No, I think it is definitely, as far as, like, the whole releasing and all that, it's at least whenever I do it and when I see most people do it, it's very put together. Everything is predetermined. You decide when you're going to do it, how you're going to do it, how you're going to pronounce it, because especially nowadays with social media, every tiny thing matters. Even if you don't think it does, it will. Like, even specific words, if you title something with a specific word, the little change matters. But I think it's cool because people get to create really cool things and really cool concepts because they get to put that much thought into it and they get to create this experience with releasing something, which is really cool.
Mm-hmm. You know, and for me as a host, I mean, whenever I of course, this is my process. I'll put a vote out there on Twitter of three songs that I've chose. It's usually 9 times out of 10, it's brand new stuff usually, but and I'll run the poll for like 3 days, and and I base the rankings off of the percentage of the votes, but it's always such a great feeling for me as a host to be able to play this music.
I mean, that's awesome. I can't wait to be. I just can't wait. I just can't wait because we're working on some new stuff, and I can't wait to show you and show you what I'm working on and be able to. I'm just excited.
Because
it's definitely, definitely put together. So I'm excited to be able to.
Awesome. So are you ready for a number one?
Yes, I'm ready. I'm ready to hear it.
Awesome. If you guys have heard this song before, it's because the artist at number one was not the first artist to put it out, actually. Brooke Eden put it out as a single in 2014, and it was pitched to this particular artist, and she released it as a single of her own. So, with all that being said, number one, this is Christina Taylor and American Dreamin' on Indie Country Radio.
Well, I've always been the girl with stars in her eyes. Not the same, there's a hole in my apple pie sky. But I just keep looking up. They say we're slipping down that slippery slope. Hard to hold on to faith when you're losing hope. But I ain't giving in to giving up. So yo, here we go, American dreaming. And your hater can't stop this feeling, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Somebody's up there, somebody's leaving, but it's the same blood. We're all bleeding, we all still looking for something to believe in, y'all. It's called American Dreaming. Trying to be me. Oh, show your true colors, let them shine.
I'm gonna find someone that loves me for me. So, yo, here we go. American dreaming, free falling, free wheeling. Your judges and your haters can't stop this feeling. Yeah, yeah. For something to believe in, y'all. It's called American dreaming. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Mama called me up, says, what you doing, girl? I'm worried about you out there in this big crazy world. When you're coming home, mama, I can't say. Just a living a dream in the U.S. of A. So yo, here we go. American dreaming, free falling, free wheeling. My brothers and my sisters, y'all know this feeling, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Somebody's on them, somebody's leaving, but it's the same. But we're all bleeding. We are looking for something to believe in.
This week, that was Christina Taylor. I almost said Brooke Eden with American Dreamin'. So, what'd you think of that song?
I like it. I've actually heard stuff from her before because I have associated with people that she knows, so I'm actually surprised I haven't met her. I'm sure probably will one day, but I've heard her stuff and I always really like her stuff.
Like I said earlier, And we've had Christina on the show before. As a matter of fact, we've had all three of these artists on the show, which is very, very rare. But we had Christina on the show about maybe a month or so ago, and she told me kind of the story of how American Dreamin' was pitched to her. So it was a really cool story, but. So we've got about 30 seconds here, but real quick, I wanted to thank you again for helping me out with this.
Oh, of course. It was fun. Real quick, I know we might not have time, but believe it or not, the guy that was on the phone actually messaged me on Twitter while the song was playing and told me that it was him that was calling. Do you want to know his question?
Yeah.
I promise you, like, he messaged me, but he said that he was wanting to know how I came up with, hold up, let me pull it up, how I came up with the idea for all the songs that I sing. And just real quick to answer that question, I get ideas from so many things. I once wrote a song, I'm not even kidding, I looked at a tree and it was crooked, and then I wrote a song about something completely unrelated, but that tree made me write about it. So it depends. It's my stuff, other people's stuff, and then it's just whatever pops into my head somehow.
That's hilarious. Wow.
I know, but, it's just fun right up here.
But before Blog Talk Radio forcibly kicks us off, do you want to give a shout out to your social media where people can follow you?
All righty. Not a problem. My social media, just everything, is just Sierra Bernal. That's S-I-E-R-R-A, B as in boy, E-R-N-A-L. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, all that good stuff, Spotify, wink, wink. all sorts of stuff. So y'all can look that up and find it. I could have plugged more, but I was easing it.
Right. And I follow you on pretty much everything. So you're good there.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Absolutely. Before I let you go, I wanted to say that you're absolutely more than welcome to come back and do this again, whether it's a host a show with me or come on for an interview. I mean, you know that. You're absolutely more than welcome.
Well, thank you. Just let me know when, and I'll for sure get back to you, because I love being on here and talking to you, and it's always a good time.
Absolutely. So I think I'm gonna let you go and let you get back to your evening and kind of wrap things up here, okay?
All righty. Sounds good. Thank you for having me. It was a fun time. I can't wait.
I'll definitely be talking to you on social media, okay?
All righty. Sounds good.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Well, hope you guys enjoyed this week's edition of Indie Country Radio. Like I said earlier, there will be no Indie Country Radio next Friday because we will be having one of my radio heroes, the lovely Miss Betsy Spina, on with us. So I think with that, I'm gonna end the episode right here. You've been listening to Indie Country Radio on Quick Days with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.